It's a new year and a new chance for you to make a fresh start with your compliance. We're going to be bringing you a daily tip, strategy, or idea that you can use to improve your program. Here's your host, Tom Fox, the Compliance Evangelist.
First, a message from the Compliance Podcast Network sponsor, Ethico.
In the intricate world of ethics and compliance, each second is precious, and slow case closures are more than just delays, they're missed opportunities. Enter Ethico. Our solution revolutionizes case management, cutting case closure times in half and turning every challenge into a chance for improvement. Imagine a workspace where efficiency and compliance coexist harmoniously. Don't just dream of faster resolutions, make it your reality. Visit ethico.com/CPN today to book a demo and dive into our exclusive white paper by Tom Fox, 2023, The Year in Compliance. Empower your team with the tools they deserve.
Day 28, data-driven analytics from cutting edge to table stakes. Compliance programs play a crucial role in ensuring that companies adhere to legal and ethical standards. In today's digital age, where data is abundant and easily accessible, the importance of data-driven compliance programs cannot be overstated. This message was driven home very forcefully in a speech in November 2023 by Nicole Argentaria from the Department of Justice, acting attorney, assistant attorney general for the criminal division, when she stated, "I'd like to now turn to our use of data. In the criminal division, we are going above and beyond in our effort to combat white-collar crime. We are not just waiting for companies to self-report or witnesses to come forward or for anomalies to reveal themselves on a one-off basis. Let me be the first to tell you, we have proactively used data to generate FCPA cases, and we've only just gotten started." But as with all new initiatives, one must emphasize the importance of starting a compliance journey with a formal risk assessment, and that, of course, includes data analytics. Data analytics plays a crucial role in enhancing compliance efforts. By leveraging analytical tools and techniques, compliance professionals can identify data and patterns which uncover potential compliance risks. The importance of validating suspicious transactions before raising concerns is also incumbent. It is essential to conduct due diligence and thoroughly investigate any potential issue to maintain financial integrity. Data-driven compliance programs have moved from cutting edge and are now seen as best practices. Soon, they will simply be table stakes for companies to effectively manage compliance. By actively monitoring and analyzing data, companies can identify potential compliance issues, mitigate risks, and maintain their reputation and integrity. Collaboration between different departments and a formal risk assessment are key factors in establishing a robust compliance program. As technology continues to advance, the role of data analytics and AI in compliance monitoring is expected to be even more significant. It is crucial for compliance professionals to stay informed, continuously learn, and to adapt to evolving landscape. Anselmo Guevara, Director of Compliance Monitoring and Analytics at VMware, has emphasized the need for companies to have a compliance program that provides visibility into data at literally their fingertips. It is no longer sufficient to simply collect and have someone review the data then reconcile it. Compliance professionals must actively analyze data for trends, anomalies, and potential risks. This proactive approach also allows companies to identify and address compliance issues before they escalate into FCPA or other legal violations. As I said, with all new initiatives, one must emphasize the importance of starting your data analytics and your data-driven compliance journey with a risk assessment. Here you should collaborate with various departments within your organization, such as accounts payable, receivables, internal audit, and business operations, to understand the risks associated with different processes. This collaborative effort helps identify compliance controls that need to be in place and ensure that data for analysis is always available. While low-hanging fruit may seem like an attractive starting point, you must not focus solely on easy wins. Don't simply present a weak business case to secure budget approval. You should conduct a comprehensive compliance risk assessment to prioritize areas that require your immediate attention. This approach ensures that the compliance efforts are aligned with your company's overall risk management strategy. I can't emphasize enough that the Department of Justice is expecting this from every company, and the Albemarle FCPA enforcement action, the ABB FCPA enforcement action from late 2022, both emphasize the data-driven compliance components of the remediation efforts of both of those companies, which got them superior results. So what are today's three key takeaways? Number one, from Nicole Argentaria, the acting Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division, said, quote, "Let me be the first to tell you we are proactively using data to generate FCPA cases. Two, compliance professionals must actively analyze data for trends, anomalies, and potential risks. And three, data-driven compliance is no longer cutting edge. Pretty quickly, it's going to be table stakes for you going forward." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for day 29, where we take a look at strategic considerations in implementing AI for your corporate compliance function. The Compliance Podcast Network is sponsored this month by Ethoco. Ethoco is a leader for compliance champions like yourself with its ethics and compliance optimization system built to turn goals and guidelines into real ROI for your program. For more information and a special white paper, go to ethico.com/CPN. Thank you for listening to this episode of 31 Days to a More Effective Compliance Program. 31 Days to a More Effective Compliance Program is a part of the Compliance Podcast Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.